Give me a little tinkle there, huh? This is that new kind of low-key FM radio sound that we've all become so used to. Kind of subdued, relaxed, late-night radio. Goes something like this. Well, it's 4 a.m. in New York City. And temperature's 31 degrees. Humidity 82%. We'll be bringing you the best in musical sounds these next 38 hours. Let's see. Got a letter here from a lady in Yonkers, New York, wants to hear more Arnold Stang. We like hearing from you. Answer to trivia question, Ezra Charles. I'll send that right along to you. Let's see, it's 401 in New York City. And temperature, a little jump there, 106 degrees. Humidity is zero. Oh, that hair in your nose kind of dries up, doesn't it, Al? Al Dugan, my engineer. Right on, Al. That coffee was good. Say, if you're within the sound of my voice, we'd appreciate it if you call the police. Al and I are sealed up inside here. We'd like to get the hell out. So, little police emergency action, men in blue, and before you do, it's 4:02 in New York City. And just before you go into news time, just before I go into coma, we'd like to take you over to Harry's Finest Credit Furniture, Harlem's Finest at 125th Street and 2nd Avenue, for the very, very finest in furniture buys.
Hello, this is Harry's, 125th Street and 2nd Avenue. I don't care how long you're working, we will give you credit. I don't care where you're working, I don't care if you're currently in prison. We can work out a deal where others have failed. I have a beautiful bedroom set here, complete with a bed for $4. How do I do it? Volume. So right on, daddy-o, mommy-o, soul brothers. And here's Rocky to tell you about more of these beautiful furniture buys.
Thank you, Harry. See, we have a lovely child's crib here, guaranteed for 5 years, made of durable lead paint.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. Still on your line. I know I need a small vacation, but you know it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never be the same. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. On the line. Yes, I am. Hey! is still on the line, the Wichita Liner is still on the line. The way I act don't seem like me. I'm not on top like I used to be. Well, I give in when I know I should be strong. I still give in even though I know it's wrong. Know it's wrong. I guess I'm dumb, but I don't care. But I couldn't stay away from you. I feel love, but not the way I did before.
Yes, I'm done.
This time, girl's gotta be forevermore, evermore. I guess I'm done, but I don't care.
Oh, exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Listen closely for an important message from prominent attorney Neil Flunt.
Hello, this is prominent attorney Neil Flunt asking you to ask yourself these questions. Do you feel like you're too tall or too short? Have you struggled to find clothes that fit properly? Have you even been the subject of merciless ridicule because of your height or lack thereof? Then you could be entitled to tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages from the people most responsible, your parents. If you fit one or more of these descriptions, then I urge you to consider litigation against your parents, the two people who allegedly love you and should have known better. Don't forget, height is a right. Too short? Let's go to court. Hey, it's in the Constitution. Look it up, Mom and Dad. Contact the law offices of me, prominent attorney Neil Flunt, at lawofficesofneilflunt.com /parental cruelty/height/lack thereof/immediately. Hey, how's the weather up there, Shorty? Just kidding. Now let's get you some money.
Neil Flunt is not a prominent attorney, but is entitled to classify himself as one under the First Amendment. Look it up.
Welcome to Side B of the Sunday Night Club here on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. I'm your host, Doc Julin, invited by the management to stick around for Side B, which started off, speaking of FM radio, Robert Klein with his spot-on tribute to FM overnight radio from way back when. Wichita Lineman. But the Sammy Davis Jr. version, not the Glenn Campbell version, but hold on tight. I've got Glenn Campbell for you. Guess I'm Dumb was his Glenn's take on the Brian Wilson song, Guess I'm Dumb. The Turtles followed that with You Showed Me. We are really barreling through the music here, heading into the home stretch. I got to be honest with you. Kind of just feels like I'm here to say hello, goodbye. Anyway, let's get into sort of a vaguely El Fresco theme here on the home stretch of tonight's program. Laura Nero, her version of Stone Soul Picnic, a big hit for the Fifth Dimension. But here she is.
Can you serve it? Can you picnic? Whoa, can you serve it? Can you picnic? Come on, come on and serve it.
Thank you. is fair. A gentle hedgerow flower in the spring, if gathered in at dawn. Come evening, she will surely fade and die. The hourglass sand that runs so free is rock that failed to halt the waves of time. My haven is the harbor bar, sheltering from the storm, till the sun comes shining through.
And writers and dreamers.
the Sunday nightclub winding down in a pastoral fashion, listening to Meadowland, a song by Big Big Train, a current group of progressive tendencies who often indulge their acoustic side very nicely. We're here till the sun comes shining through from the Straubs. And out of Dallas in the late 60s, a band called Triste Janeiro. The song was In the Garden. And we started off with Laura Nero, taking us on a Stone Soul picnic. Thanks so much for listening to the program. I hope you are enjoying the music. Have a great week. I'll see you next Sunday on the Sunday Nightclub.